A new directive is going into effect today from Public Health Seattle and King County. It requires people to wear face coverings in most public spaces, including buses. KNKX's Rebecca Wade tells us what riders can expect.
King County Metro won't be enforcing the requirement or turning away riders without masks. Rob Gannon is the general manager for King County Metro. He says it's important to keep transit accessible to the community.
We want people to continue coming to the transit system. We want them to ride safe. We want them to feel like it is a safe environment. But we don't want to erect an artificial barrier that prevents them from getting to where they need to go.
Ken Price is the president of the transit union Local 587, which represents many King County Metro employees. He says riders have followed social distancing measures, and he expects the same will happen with the new directive.
The social distancing part is telling us that, you know, folks, if they have a mask, are probably going to wear their mask.
Along with public transit, the county's directive also applies to closed spaces such as grocery stores and carry-out restaurants. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.